Are investors overlooking a major shift in the global investment landscape? Adrian Pasque, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth. For many investors, emerging markets still carry a familiar set of associations: political turmoil, currency, and economic uncertainty. While these challenges have not disappeared, focusing solely on them may mean overlooking one of the more significant shifts unfolding in global markets today. Emerging markets are expected to generate almost two-thirds of global economic growth over the next 5 years. That matters because, over time, the economies that drive growth tend to support the businesses that benefit from that growth through stronger earnings. China and India alone currently contribute almost 44% of global growth, underlining the scale of the opportunity. At the same time, some of the previously favored markets are facing their own structural challenges. The US remains the largest developed market, but it has run budget deficits for decades. As debt has ballooned and interest rates have risen, debt servicing costs have become a growing constraint. These costs now exceed $1 trillion a year, absorbing funds that could otherwise have been directed towards infrastructure or other growth-supporting areas. The emerging market story, however, extends well beyond headline GDP growth. The more compelling case lies in the underlying currents shaping many developing economies: younger populations, rapid urbanization, expanding wealth, rising technology adoption, and the infrastructure investment required to support these changes. These are not short-term cyclical trends. They are long-term structural forces that can support economic expansion for many years. Demographics play a particularly important role. Younger populations tend to be more economically active, providing a stronger foundation for consumption and productivity. Urbanization adds another dimension. In the US, roughly 80% of the population is already urbanized, whereas in India, only around a third of the country is. As urbanization advances, it can support wealth creation, consumer spending, and corporate profitability, while also driving demand for infrastructure, education, and technology. This does not mean emerging markets are free of fiscal risk, but the assumption that developed markets are inherently safer, while emerging markets are undisciplined, deserves scrutiny. Many emerging economies have already endured painful debt, currency, and fiscal crises. In several cases, the outcome has been reform and greater discipline around fiscal management. On average, emerging markets now carry less debt than countries within the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. Valuations add another dimension to the investment case. Emerging markets performed strongly during 2025 as investors anticipated an acceleration in earnings growth. That acceleration has largely materialized, yet ongoing geopolitical tensions have weighed on sentiment and left many emerging market assets trading at attractive levels relative to their underlying fundamentals. That does not mean investors should view emerging markets as a single opportunity. The opportunity is real, but the differences between countries, sectors, and companies are significant. A passive approach can expose investors to risks that are difficult to manage after the fact. Russia is a reminder of this. It was once part of the emerging market index, but geopolitical events and sanctions made it effectively uninvestable almost overnight. Other markets show why selectivity matters. South Korea, for example, has produced strong businesses such as Samsung and SK Hynix. Yet investors also need to consider the role of leverage in the market and how quickly it can unwind when share prices come under pressure. India has offered a compelling investment opportunity, but after attracting significant capital as investors looked for alternatives to China, parts of the market became expensive. In this environment, the ability to take profits, reassess risks, and reallocate capital becomes critical. An active management approach to emerging markets is therefore key. Investors need managers who understand the nuances of individual markets, can assess geopolitical and economic risks, and are willing to reallocate capital as opportunities evolve. Emerging markets are not a passive investment story. They require careful country selection, disciplined risk management, and a deep understanding of local conditions. Ends. Author at Adrian Pasque, PSG Wealth Plus posts bio at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth young investors are in uncharted financial territory at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth separating emotion from evidence. What the SA economy is really telling us at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth AI may not take your job, but it could change how careers begin at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth know your investor archetype, the behavior that drives long-term outcomes at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth tips to achieve financial freedom for generations to come at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth making the most of your retirement plan. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth from grey list to growth. How South Africa is shaping up for 2026 at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth extended US shutdown clouds outlook, raises policy uncertainty at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth do optimistic investors make more money. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth three concerns for investors to watch in an uncertain world. Separating true issues from the noise at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth why disciplined saving is the cornerstone of financial independence at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth flurry of new, high-risk investment products can spur investor FOMO at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth navigating market speculation. How investors can strategize for consistent and thoughtful investments at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth a month on from Liberation Day. What do investors know for certain? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth from Trump's tariffs to the news budget postponements, reacting to market surprises. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth investors should position themselves for pleasant surprises at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth cracks in US economy will make for an uncertain 2025, why a global perspective and discipline will be key to maximize investment opportunities at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth 2025 market outlook. Why SA is the most promising part of the portfolio right now at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth a financial plan involves strategic planning. Six steps to evaluating potential investments at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth investment success isn't as clear-cut as just following the Fed at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth uncovering gems in the market landscape at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth, are we experiencing Ramaphoria 2.0? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, is Nvidia really the next big thing or is a tech stock bubble around the corner? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, what can young investors learn from market history? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, can the JSE stem the tide of delistings, and what this means for SA investors? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth, how much cash to hold in your portfolio and risks to be considered at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth key market factors to look out for in 2024 at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth equities crucial to grow retirement savings in excess of inflation at Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth opportunities exist in the turbulent bond market at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth just as seasons are cyclical, so too are markets at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth China. Where to from here? At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth expecting a 10% equity market decline every 18 months could help investors rest easier at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth constraining demand with higher interest rates is not the only way to lower inflation at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth. Is a BRICS currency a viable reserve currency option? Not so fast. At Adrian Pasc, PSG Wealth managing portfolios as the US market enters the twilight zone at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth 9 rules of thumb for young investors at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth higher interest rates expose market vulnerabilities and ultimately opportunities at Adrian Pasc. PSG Wealth why the concern over a world full of debt? Share on your socials.